are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alan A. Craig, and we welcome you. West Virginia Trio opens the musical part of our service today with the selection Led by the Master's Hand. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting the gospel on this broadcast today, and we're thankful for each one who is in our congregation. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit will be able to use us and our broadcast to make it a blessing to each and to everyone. We're so thankful that the gospel is for everyone, and that you love everyone. So bless our congregation today and use this broadcast to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue now with the selection, Born to Serve the Lord.
From the dust of the earth, God created man, His breath made man a living soul. For God so loved the world, He gave walk beside him, for I was born to serve the Lord. My hands were made to
Our subject for today's broadcast, Two Ways to Walk. And our text of Scripture, Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 through 21. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Philippians is a love letter from the Apostle Paul to the church there. There was a great bond between them and the one who founded the congregation. In our text, Paul is discussing two different ways to walk in this life. The walk of one who is a citizen of heaven, and the walk of the other is an enemy of the cross of Christ. An admonition to walk like Paul and others. Brethren, be followers together of me. The 17th verse. We find a number of scriptures where Paul instructed the saints to follow his example. Wherefore, I beseech you, be followers of me. 1 Corinthians 4:16. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. 4:9. In what way were people to imitate Paul? To the degree that he followed Christ. Reading from Philippians 3 again, this time beginning with verse 7, but what things were gain to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but for loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either was already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us, therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Now that was the way that the Apostle Paul was living. And he is telling the Philippian brethren that they are to walk even as he walked. And again, he said, be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. No one should follow anyone who is not following Christ. And we need to make sure when we do follow someone's example that they are indeed dedicated and consecrated to the Lord's will. Note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern, Paul said. There was those at Thessalonica that followed Paul. Paul wasn't treated very nice at Thessalonica, but nevertheless he left a small congregation of the Church of God there when he left, and Paul commends the church at Thessalonica, and you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. 1 Thessalonians 1:6-7. Noticing the examples of other saints can be very beneficial. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Psalm 37:37. Now I'm not saying that we should get our eyes on man. We should keep our eyes on the Lord. Nevertheless, noticing the example of other saints, I say, can be very beneficial to us. We should not only be good imitators of Paul and of the disciples, but we should also be good examples ourselves. A warning concerning those who walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Notice verses 18 and 19 of our text today. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Many walk, of whom I have told you often, Paul said. and found in a valuable tool to Paul found it a valuable tool to repeat this warning about false teachers. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than ye have received, let him be accursed. Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Negative preaching is necessary at times, but Paul did it with compassion and with concern, and now tell you, even weeping, those that are walking in as enemies of the cross of Christ certainly need help. And Paul had a burden and a concern for those who were walking as enemies of Christ. He was not trying to destroy them, but he was weeping over them because of their state and their condition. Who are these enemies of the cross? Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Many of these enemies are religious people. And I repeat that. Many of these enemies of the cross of Christ are religious people. Paul speaks about them having another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. That's Galatians chapter 1 and verse 7. One of the groups that divided congregations in Paul's day and following him was known as the Gnostics. They taught that everything physical is flawed and evil, including the human body. And they taught that God, on the other hand, is completely spiritual and good. And they also thought that Jesus was good, and Jesus only appeared to be here in the physical, but he was not really in the physical. He was here in a spirit. And furthermore, they argued that the crucifixion plays no role in salvation. Since the Son of God was not really killed, he was not really flesh, he was only spirit, he could not have been killed. But John, in 1 John, goes to great length, to expose that teaching, insisting that Jesus did come in the flesh. And he said, whosoever denied that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is an antichrist. We hear a lot of talk in the religious world today about the great antichrist. But, beloved, John said there are many antichrists in his day. And who is an antichrist? He that denies that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is one. The word anti means simply against. And there are many in the religious world today who are in reality against Christ and against the truths that he taught. There are some who taught that the resurrection was past. Yes, that was a teaching that the early morning church had to face. They were those that were teaching that the resurrection was already past. Who, concerning the truth, have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 18. Beloved, the resurrection, that is the general resurrection at the end of time, of course has not come yet, for we're still in this time world. Now there is a resurrection that is taking place today, and that's a resurrection from the dead state of sin to life in Christ that the Apostle Paul spoke of in his letter to the church at Ephesus. You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Now that resurrection comes about as obeying the gospel. Jesus himself taught that kind of a resurrection. He said, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. But as far as the general resurrection, when all that are in the grave shall come forth, that has not happened yet, of course, because we are still living in this time world. But it will come to pass, and we need to be prepared for that. Or, if death comes to our door first, we need to be ready to meet the Lord in peace. So there are many enemies of the cross of Christ who are teaching error, misleading people, the blind, leading the blind, as Jesus said. That's why we need to get our eyes on Christ. And if we're going to follow anybody, follow those that are really and truly following Christ and doing what Christ taught. Now, reasons to walk like Paul walked and others. I'll read verse 20 and 21 of our text again. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. The Apostle John also taught that. He said, Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that whenever we see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Yes, whenever time is no more, Christ comes at judgment and resurrects the dead and gathers up those that are living at the time. They who have served the Lord, those who have been faithful, shall be changed. This mortal shall put on immortality, and death shall be swallowed up in victory, and we shall have a spiritual glorified body for a never-ending eternity. Now, our true loyalty is to be that above and not on the earth. That is where our treasure is. That's where our inheritance is, reserved according to the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 4. Not only our citizenship is in heaven, but we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our mortal body, that it may be fashioned likened unto his glorious body. This is the main reason we need to walk like Paul walked and others walked, especially the way the Lord Jesus walked. Are not these good reasons to walk like Paul walked, that we shall be resurrected to eternal life? Is that not a good reason to walk as Paul walked? How are you walking this life today? As a citizen of heaven or an enemy of the cross of Christ? Jesus Christ died on that cross, rose again the third day to make it possible for us to all walk as we should walk, that we may obtain eternal life. Father, bless these thoughts to our congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Without him I could do nothing. Without him I surely fail. Without him I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Without him I would be dying. Without him I'd be enslaved. Without him life would be hopeless. But with Jesus, thank God, I'm saved. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Without him, how lost I would be.
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that it has been a blessing. We would be encouraged if you would take time to write and let us know. Our postal address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. And you can also join us in our services as they are broadcast live. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service at 6. And our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast.
Once like a